This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Young with the B-Morning Coffee Club. Good morning. We were chatting off air that Hope ran into somebody and a situation that I'm not sure how I would handle this. What happened?
So I was having an appointment done with a technician and in close proximity, and there was a little body odor. Oh. It wasn't bad, but it was noticeable. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, am I going to embarrass her if I say something? Is ignorance bliss? Do you let someone know? Like, is this, if it's something that they can like fix, or is it just going to make them feel bad?
I can't say I've ever said anything to anyone about their body odor. If they smell, I just have to, and then just not schedule another appointment with them, I guess. That is, I don't know what you'd say. I don't know the kind way to say you kind of stink. You stink a little.
So are there different rules for strangers and friends? Because if that was a buddy of mine, I'd have been like, bruh, you need to go.
You stink.
You need to go somewhere and do something.
Handle whatever's happening.
Right. Like, is it the equivalent of telling someone that there's spinach in their teeth?
You know, no. I would tell a stranger you got a little something in your teeth rather than you're stinking a little bit. Those are two totally different things. There's no way you can tell someone you don't know that they smell nicely. There's no nice way to put it. No nice way.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do I get a discount if I'm uncomfortable by your scent? B-Morning Coffee Club. Good morning, 827. There was somebody this weekend who almost found out if their car floated.
Yeah. Just about. And thank God for the Rochester Fire Department over on Lake Ave, who provides emergency services and marine services to the Charlotte Pier area. Someone took their GPS and went down the Charlotte Pier. This happened late Friday night. It was cold. It basically froze.
The car is encased in ice.
In ice. It was encased in ice.
So whoever was driving the car got out of it and walked away.
No.
No? The car was stuck there?
They were in the car.
All night?
And so Engine 19, according to their social media page, said, yeah, we went to check on a driver with possible cold exposure that drove their car out on Charlotte Pier. Crews made sure everyone was okay, determined the pier was too dangerous to tow the vehicle back. So yesterday, temperatures warmed up, sun came out, they were able to tow that vehicle off the Charlotte Pier.
So nobody hurt?
Nobody got hurt.
Good. Good, good.
But somebody followed, according to the driver, they were following their GPS.
All I can think about is that scene from The Office where Michael's taking the GPS way too seriously.
Oh, it's not playing.
Make a
there
right
we go.
Turn.
Wait. No. It means bear right.
No.
Up there.
It said right. It said take a right.
No. Look, it means go up. To the right, bear right, over the bridge, and hook up with 307.
Make a right.
Maybe it's
turn.
A shortcut, Dwight. It said go to the right.
It can't mean that. There's a lake there.
He knows where it is going.
This is the
machine
this
knows.
Is the
stop yelling at me.
No, it's
stop
the
yelling.
That's exactly it. That's exactly
so
what happened.
That literally.
The machine knows, but there's a pier there.
Yes, not the driving into the water part, but my wife and I were arguing on the way to the banquet that I emceed this weekend.
Yeah.
That I literally said, trust the GPS. It knows where we're going. She's like, just go to 520 and turn right.
Right.
Because it was taking all these weird turns through country roads.
And it does.
It does. But I didn't end up in a lake. or on the pier.
The machine knows!
The machine knows! Don't miss out.
Four with the B-Morning Coffee Club. Hope had a little issue with some bathroom etiquette.
Yeah, my friend was talking about her sister and brother-in-law married. They live together, small apartment, one bathroom. And they still make sure that the water is running and the fan is on.
Now, did you witness this and say, what's the big deal? How did this even come up?
We were talking about it at dinner. And I think we were just talking about like weird quirks and relationships. Like, you know, at what point do you get past the honeymoon phase? And she was like, they're married. They've been married for 2 years and they're still doing this.
They still don't want to hear each other.
And, you know, you got to keep the magic alive.
The magic. We still want it to be very mysterious what we're doing in there. We don't want anyone to know.
See, I'm more of a radio guy. We have those Amazons. I don't want to say the trigger word because everybody's thing will go off in their house.
Yeah.
But we have those everywhere. And there's one in the bathroom. And the second I walk in, I say, Lady A, play WBEE. And there we go. We got music. Or you can always fall back on the fan. Hello?
Sounds like
oh
a wait
my
time.
Gosh.
My fan in my bathroom is so quiet that I've got the combination. I have those like lattice doors, so it's all slats. So there's no soundproofing.
Oh, that's in your door?
And yeah, that's my like ensuite bathroom. Oh. It's just
I couldn't open. Use that bathroom.
I would feel so exposed.
I'd
be
do.
Like, why don't I just keep the door open at this point?
I had to open up a box fan app on my phone. Add to the noises. Like, I don't want anyone to hear me.
So my husband has zero problem. If anything, every kid is like, shut the door. Why does he leave the door open? He's just sitting there doing his business with
my
the door open.
My wife is the same exact way.
And none of the rest of us are. We shut the door. I don't know that we have to make, you know, run water. I do have a kid who runs water. Like we're all listening to whatever. Nobody's listening. Nobody's listening. Nobody can hear
yes,
you.
Yes, they are, TJ.
No, they're not. It's nobody gross. Is listening to you going to the bathroom.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to even make those noises. So I always
oh
have something making noise for me.